Hello everybody, welcome to our FIFA Ultimate Team Trading Podcast here with Jake for Trading. How are you, man? I see we already have something on the screen we want to talk about. How was the week?
Oh man, it's been a crazy few days, I would say, in FIFA. So obviously we had the Player Days promo, which isn't even a really promo. It's just 2-for-1 packs and some market craziness, but we'll talk about that in a second. But I figure we should start with the huge news of the week, and that is a massive EA scandal right now, and I think it's trending right now as EA Gate. So if you want more information on it, that's a hashtag to use. And yeah, essentially EA Gate is people are paying an EA employee under the table to insert cards into their account untradeable. And we all know this has been a thing for years in FIFA. You guys have probably seen those kind of like turquoise colors pro player cards, like Sancho has one, Mbappe has one. There's just a ton of pros that have them, so they distribute those pro player cards and a few icons of their choice to them almost weekly, because anyone that plays FIFA, I think, and is professional can ask for it. So basically they were adding people to the distribution list, so when they sent those out to the pros and stuff, they were just sending them out to anyone that would pay for it. And the prices are, and I can tell you this as a fact, this is a WhatsApp group, these prices are accurate. Some people did do it cheaper, but you could pay around $1,500. I think that's, what is that in, is that euros, Florian?
Yeah.
1,400 euros, that's around like $1,600 US money for three icon moments, and then 1,700 for three moments into Team of the Years. And I'm telling you guys right now, I've spoken to someone who has done this. He has them in his account. I've seen it. I've seen how it's processed, and he did pay this $1,400 amount. So this isn't even, it's not even like a guess anymore. There's enough proof of it floating around that it's true. You would just never even able, there's no chance you would get two of these untradeable. There's just no way. It's impossible. So all these pictures are people that have done it, and I know for a fact they have, and those were the prices. And it's a really, really big deal, because honestly those prices are pretty good. So what I mean by that is, if you spent $1,500 on FIFA points, you would never ever get this coin total back. You know what I mean, Florian? Like, this is actually a great deal. And for pro players, man, some of them spend $10,000, $5,000 on FIFA points, you'd still never be able to afford these cards. And worst of all, and why I understand people who did this, these cards, you cannot even get them on the market. They're not available. They're extinct. They're too rare. The only way to get them is by bots. So people are even currently paying people just to list a card for them, right? So say I have Moments Ronaldo. And I say, Florian, do you want him? You would need 15 million coins for starters, which very few people have. And then you would need to pay me an extra allotment of cash so we can set up a listing time. And honestly, the people that do that are using sniping bots, because there's no way you're paying thousands of dollars and missing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that is the huge news. And I think this morning or last night, EA did put out a statement on it. It's getting so big that Sky Sports picked it up. And EA Sports had to put out pretty much a statement on it, because it makes them look so bad. They've been taken to court recently for gambling. They said in their statement that you can't buy these cards for money, when this is contrary to that, right? You could literally pay cash for cards. And that's a huge problem. I don't think EA knew this was going on. I mean, obviously those employees have earned hundreds of thousands of dollars now, literally, because I know hundreds of people have done it. So yeah, it's a really big problem, really big legal problem. What do you think about it all, Florian?
So, first thing that I want to tell you guys is that it's true what Jake is saying. They are definitely worth it, the money. So if you pay cash to get, you had over there like 1.7k euro for three moments and two team of the years.
Yeah.
That's a bargain compared to with what you get if you buy FIFA points. Second thing is that I'm not a lot bothered by the fact that you can buy them like under the table. I'm more bothered by the fact that you cannot pack them in the game.
Yep.
So let's say if the pack would have been lower, or you can buy them on the game because they are extinct also on the market, I wouldn't be so so heavy on these accusations, but the fact that you can spend 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 euros, yep, and you're still not packing any moments card, that's a big no-go for me. I know in the last 4 or 5 years, I've opened probably thousands of packs,
yep,
and I only packed a mid Pires 1 year, like two or three years ago.
Yep.
So, yeah, the situation is bad because EA drives you to spending more and more money on the game without giving you rewards.
Yep.
And not that you can do this under the table, because as you said, probably people in the community knew about it earlier, but now is the moment when it came out to the surface.
Totally. And a few more things I want to touch on with it, Florian, is that some of you guys listening, honestly, some of you may be interested in it, because according to my Instagram and Twitter, after this was all reported, people asked me where they could get that deal. So there's tons of people, and I'm talking thousands, that would still be interested. On the other side, there's probably some of you that are like, I would never pay that much for a virtual card. But you have to remember that this whole week they've been doing lightning rounds, and $20,000 or $30,000 packs have been selling out within 30 seconds all week. So people are buying 2, 3, 4, 5 of those packs for $100 and getting like literally nothing, right? So
yeah,
there are people who put thousands of dollars on, like Florian said, and they can't even get the top cards. Even if you spend $10,000 on packs right now, which there are people that have, it doesn't guarantee that you can get the best card in the game, which is just absolutely ridiculous to me. If people are already spending tons of money on the game, I don't blame them at all for finding these resources. You know, based off rules, they should be banned. But most of all, it's up to EA.
One thing, I'm playing FIFA from, I don't know, Ultimate Team from 5 years ago, opening thousands of packs every year.
Yep.
I've never even packed a gold Cristiano Ronaldo.
Same, so, same.
Not the icons. It's hard to pack Mbappe and Messi and Neymar, not the moments.
Oh, so totally.
That's the bad thing.
Totally. Yeah. So it just really stinks that even if these people have built up their coin total by spending thousands of dollars, a lot of them not even trading, they can't even go buy the top player. And some of these guys are pros. Some of them, I've heard of big streamers who have done this. I've heard of pros who have done this. I've heard of casual players that have done this. Apparently, it was really huge in the Arabic community, because a lot of them are spending a lot of money on the game, whether you're a pro, whether you have extra funds. It's just crazy that it comes to this. And it shows that EA needs to make them more attainable. Or for me, even, I'm going to switch you over here, Florian. For me, like, I'm gonna search something here. Just Ronaldo, I want to show you guys something. They shouldn't even release moments, like Icon Moments Ronaldo, if you can't buy him. So they need to up his price range for one thing, because even his prime is 13 million, guys, on PS. And that means that his moments, which is way more rare and better of a card, is going to stay extinct at 15 million. So they need to make the price range like 20, 25 million. But if you don't want a 20 or 25 million coin card, just get rid of it. You know, like, you either need to just not have moments, you need to increase their pack weight, you need to put them out as an SBC, even for 10 million coins. I'm serious. People would do an SBC Ronaldo for 10 million coins. They would.
Oh, for sure. Maybe even for more.
Oh, yeah. No, they would. They'd want it in their account. They could earn it over time. I wouldn't even mind it. Obviously, EA said it's above their threshold in previous years, but they need to revamp the program. It's just so dumb, because you won't get this card, at least for months, because that price range is too low. So you're either going to have to pay for it privately or just get crazy lucky or something like that.
Yeah, and second question from my side, Jake, what do you think will happen now in terms of, do you think we will see a change maybe in terms of content, early days, next days? What do you think?
You know, I think that EA might try to release a few big things here to try to distract people, because it is the main blown up news. EA is always extremely strategic in what they say and when. So I think for them to put out a statement had to be strategic. I don't think they'd comment on it if they didn't think that would help them or help their case. And in this case, you know, they're just saying we didn't know what was going on, and that's the right course of action, because if they did, Ultimate Team would be in deep trouble because they said it's not like a gambling type game. That's what they're trying to fight for. And then they said that you can't pay real money for cards, but really you can now. So yeah, they just kind of covered their tracks. I think they'll release some good content in the coming days to try to distract people. But yeah, overall, it's a huge issue, and it's been one that's been going on for years. I talked to a guy that had it on his account in FIFA 19. So I have seen proof that he had it done in 19. I don't know if it goes on before that or not. I don't have that resource, but I can tell you it's been going on since FIFA 19.
Yeah, what can we say? Let's say things come out for EA every week. We'll see how this moves further. Definitely something important. You don't really see them commenting on anything on their Twitter. But we'll see what happens. On my side, it's always good when this kind of things blows out.
Yep.
Because it will benefit us, the average or regular users, players.
Definitely.
So, yeah, personally, I cannot afford myself to spend that amount of money to buy the players. But if I would be, like, let's say, a rich person, I would probably do it. So, yeah.
Yeah, and Florian, for me, on the other side, I've had years where I've been above, even this year, I've been above 15 million coins, right? So,
yeah,
I could theoretically go buy this Ronaldo. But I personally will never snipe him. I don't use any bots or extensions. I'm not going to sit at my computer sniping him. I still could not attain this card, even though I'm in the top, you know, 1% of people in coins and probably trading. I just couldn't get this card, which is really unfair. If 1% of people can't even get a card, just take it out of the game. You know, figure it out to get it to more people more accessibly, or take it out.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if you want to add anything else here. If not, I have
I think I'm good.
Okay, so this week was a crazy week. We didn't have a big promo, so since last time we had What If Team 2, and since then, starting on Monday, which was a little bit of a surprise with a loading screen 1 hour before,
yeah,
we got Fat Player Days, which was basically nothing but 2-for-1 packs.
Yeah. So, guys, we got...
yeah, like, if you want to comment a little bit on that and what happened to the market.
Yeah, like Florian is saying, Foot Player Days is out right now, right? You might not even know what... I kind of joked. I said, if you didn't see a loading screen, you wouldn't know we were in Foot Player Days. And I still stand by that, Florian. I think that
yeah,
no one really knows what's going on. We've just got our regular UCL SBCs. We got a What If SBC, which is now over. But we haven't really got anything pertaining to player days. In years past, we got Con Mabel cards. In years past, we've gotten Best of Team of the Week or Best of Players in the Game, really. And so far, we've got nothing. There's still like 24 hours left, but maybe something good will get thrown in packs tonight. I'm not sure what their plan is. And yeah, it had huge implications on the market, because essentially What If 2 was in packs, and people might have... What If 2 was supposedly going out of packs Wednesday. So what happened after Squad Battle Rewards is people thought this is probably a good investment to go invest in What If 2 before they go out of packs. It would be theoretically one of their last supplies. So it wasn't a bad idea. But what happened was, and we can show you here, what happened was, on Sunday and Monday, Jota was like one, call it like 150-ish, okay? And a lot of people bought in there thinking he would rise out of packs, which wasn't a really bad move, right? But then on Monday, and I can't quite go back that far, but on Monday, EA pretty much just said in 1 hour, hey, Foot Player Day starts in 1 hour. And that caused just an absolutely immense amount of panic. And the panic continued from Monday all the way into Tuesday afternoon, and then it kind of recovered from there, but the effect was amplified because we had big YouTube accounts. I think Run the Foot Market and Matt HD Gamer, you know, blew it up. Market crash. It's crazy. Every time that kind of amplifies the effect. So people were panicking and selling everything. People weren't willing to buy cards. They were really scared. So like the What If cards got crazy low. Like as you were seeing there, this Giotta got as low as 100K, like flat. And now he's all the way up to 160K. So what a buy you could have made, especially on a big budget. Pereira was another one that did amazing. I got to shout that one. Luckily, I felt good about that. I shouted this card at 135 KPS. He's 200 KPS 2 days later. Just absolutely crazy scenes and what we saw on these dips and how low they got, because people were just scared to buy and people didn't expect that promo. So EA mostly put out that promo or whatever you want to call it. I don't even know if it's a promo, just to reduce fodder prices, because all fodder is pretty much down like 20% or 25% from last week. It's not even down a ton, but it is down some. So EA did that, in my opinion, to help control the fodder market, but it didn't even have a strong effect. There's just not that much fodder this year to go for. So yeah, those are my thoughts on it. What do you think, Florian?
Yeah, and maybe what we missed a little bit, and I will say a couple of words here. Right after we ended the recording, it was 6 p.m. UK on Thursday, and we said that, guys, everything is kind of low now. No really big SBCs were at that point.
Yep.
And what EA did was to release a mid or prime player pick SBC, which was very expensive for that moment, for Thursday, Friday. I remember it was 1.2 million coins.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, I think we said it, or we said something about this, because everything was very low. And what happened actually was that people were selling their teams to do this SBC.
Totally.
And that's what one of the reasons also that, let's say, the special cards went down in price. Yep. And I remember myself for my team, because I have Gold Mbappe, I bought him at around 850k coins, and now probably it's a little bit higher, but at some point he was 600 coins. Probably now it's close to 700. Yeah, so I see this is expiring today.
Yep.
The mid or prime icon player pick. Maybe we will get also something next, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the debate. A lot of people have asked me, you know, in streams and stuff, if they should invest in fodder. And if I was EA personally, and it really seems to me, Florian, their main intent was to drop the fodder market. If I was EA,
yeah,
I wouldn't release anything today. And that's just because if we get marquee matchup supply, if they do another set of 2-for-1 packs, it could really, really bring down the fodder market now with that expiring as well.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do if that was their whole intent. Today would be a day to take off. And then fodder will drop quite a bit. I'm talking like 5 to 7K probably on some of these top end things. But if they do replace it right away, guys, fodder will go up. So that's always kind of the gamble you take when buying SBC fodder. It's just when they release SBCs and what it will be. And I don't think these prices are terrible. They did up the price ranges on a lot of these cards recently. So like Di Maria, I think, can go all the way up to 80K. Yeah, so he's got a lot of room to climb. They upped them probably for a reason. But I hope personally that they don't do much today. It could be a good time to invest at that point. And it makes sense to me based off what they've done all week. So, yeah, with fodder, it's always kind of a gamble. But you kind of got to think like EA. And to me, they released all this stuff to bring down the prices. So to move them right back up would be kind of a weird trend, you know?
Yeah, and guys, what you can do, and this is always my advice, to stay very safe. You can just be online when EA releases things. Usually they do it at 6 p.m. UK time.
Yeah.
So if you are online at that moment, in the first, you see an SBC or a, let's say, hyped SBC, you can go right then and buy in the first 30 seconds, first minute. You can buy a couple of cards. You still have time for buying, let's say, 5 to 10 cards. And you can still make a profit in that way.
Exactly. And the other thing you can do, and I shouted it to my group, is on like Monday and Tuesday, I thought fodder was getting low. So I said, you know, without knowing what's coming, just club stock it. So I shouted the 87s and a couple 88s, but 87s were like 34K. And even if they got one of each in their club, they can make around, give or take, 5K a card. And the club stock method works really good, guys, because you don't have to take up transfer list space. You just put them in your club. And one thing that I think Florian has said this year, and I think it's really vital that you know, is you can do both versions. So you see these blue cards, they're UCL cards. Mm-hmm. You can put a UCL and a gold in your club. So even just a club stock, guys, of like one rating, you can spend like, I mean, let's do the math. I'm just going to pretend these are 50K for quickness, or these 88. So 100K, 200K, 300K, 400K, 500K, 600K, 700K. Even like one of each card is like an 800K to 1.5 million investment on some of these. So Yeah, I mean, if you're on a big budget, those are things to constantly do. When you say they're a good price, you can throw them all in your club, and eventually there'll be a payout there, and it doesn't have to take up any space on your transfer list.
And also, guys, you can do this also if you plan to maybe do a future SBC.
Exactly.
Because, for example, tomorrow people are saying maybe Player of the Month for Premier League comes out. Mm-hmm. Bruno has a chance there. Maybe you want the new Bruno. You see the fodder prices now. It's a good time to buy a couple of them before the SBC, and a lot of people want to do it. So yep. The club stock, it's always a good idea, because eventually you will want to do an SBC, and it's better to have the players in your club than to buy them at that moment.
Exactly. And another thing I'm going to make note of too, because so many people asked me today that I was a little bit surprised of, is just make mm-hmm. sure you guys are keeping track of when cards go out of packs. Because a lot of people asked me today on stream, they said, when should I buy the What If cards? And I said, you know, it was really hard to predict the low, but they're probably almost never going to be higher out of packs than in packs. So if ever a card is getting supplied a lot, try to buy during that supply. Like, you could have bought this Giotta on Monday for 120 even, you know? Reguilon was like 140. Pereira was 140 or 50. Even if you overpaid at that time when they were in packs, that was still a good opportunity to pick them up. The other one is this Buadu. He was like, I told people online this because it was a small mistake, but it still worked out. So I shouted this card on Tuesday, right around this price, 57, 58K. And it was a little too early because I didn't know if EA would do the packs again. I just thought they might do every other day or something. And yeah. He crashed another 10K, give or take. And, you know, I just told people, don't panic sell. You could buy some more, but don't sell into it. We hold till he's out of packs. And then today, he went all the way up to around 80K. So even buying early was A-OK for your team or as an investment. So if you think a card is too low while they're in packs, it's usually a pretty good opportunity.
And guys, regarding trading, I have also a couple of ideas. And I know, Jake, I probably seen them also in your Discord. Mm-hmm. One of them being the fact that some of the league SBCs are mm-hmm. off right now. I know Serie A, it's not available anymore.
Yeah.
It was expired. And now I think it's a good time also, now or in the couple of next days, but you never know when they release it back. I think it's a good day to also check some investments for those leagues if they are expired.
Totally, guys. MLS, Serie A, and then I think the other one, Florin, was CONMEBOL. They mm-hmm. all expired. And I was saying, I expect them to come back with players finally. It's been way too long in the year, but I do expect them to return with players to draw interest in. You know, you can't keep releasing the same SBCs and asking people to work through it without a reward. So my assumption is it's going to come back with a player and it's going to draw a lot of interest in. And right now, because it's not out, there can't be any interest. You know, no one's completing it. So today, especially yeah. if it doesn't come back after marquee matchups, look to go get silvers from the MLS and Serie A, because if you can get them at discard, there's only one way to go, and some of those might rise to 500 to a K. So if you stock your whole club up, you're looking at a really nice investment. And one thing I'll also say with the MLS, and it's going to allow you to double up a little bit, is we saw the return of the Eredivisie milestones recently, mm-hmm. and then the EFL. So I would expect the MLS milestones to return shortly too. So if you get those MLS silvers, they might go up not only for basically the SBC, but also for those milestones, because it does look like they're returning with new players. Like, this is the EFL guy. This card looks really nice. You just need finesse shots. He's a great looking left back. So overall, I'm happy with what they're doing with the milestone type players. And yeah.
So let's say, guys, we are in a period now where you can pretty much get coins quite easily. Mm-hmm. You just need to watch the patterns from this year, so you don't even have to look at last year. Mm-hmm. So we have squad foundations, we have milestones, we have objectives, we have these league SBCs that probably they will come back. We see we have some expiring ones that also probably will expire and will come back. You also have the live cards. Now you have the What If cards, you have the headliners, you can check the games live. Champions League is back. Also, Europa League today is Thursday. Europa League is back. So you can make some coins if you watch the games there. So let's say even if the market crashed a bit during this week, you can still have a lot of opportunities to get some coins.
Totally. And I'm showing on my screen, Florian, like there's a select amount of cards in each league that tend to do really well, like Opara for the MLS. Of course, everyone wants to play with a high-paced center back, even in the objectives. And Joseph Martinez is another good one. But yeah, there's just, you can look for players that had big spikes when they were needed, right? And people are going to continue to do them. A lot of people are doing these EFL ones. So players in the EFL also went up. So yeah, if you want a low budget investment, that's another great way to go about it.
No, I like it a lot. And I want to tell you also a short story, because I wasn't very affected about this, let's say, market crash during the week.
Yep.
Myself, I was invested in one player specifically. Jonathan Davis scored a brace last week on Wednesday.
Yep.
League One wasn't present during the weekend, so I was thinking that he will get an inform. I was buying him at 14-15k. When the team of the week was released, I managed to sell him right at around the same price. He wasn't very hyped. For myself, I didn't gain any coins for this move, but at least I stayed with the same amount of cash, which on the market, during a market crash, it's always nice to have the same coins.
Totally. And my best advice, guys, for market crashes and panic is just don't sell into the panic. And I actually have a couple good examples of this, and typically you see it with the most recent teams. It shows a lot of people have invested in like team of the week. A lot of people have put future stars in their team because people love trying out new cards, and it's extremely obvious. And I did point this out on Discord at these prices, but if a card is getting absolutely hammered in one day that's out of packs, it doesn't really make a lot of sense, right? Because they're not getting supplied. It just means there's a lot of panic. So this Anthony, on Tuesday, I was looking at him, and he was like 520K to start the day, 510, call it. And I noticed he went down to 440, and I was like, okay, that's like a 10 or 15% drop in 6 hours. It was like a straight linear graph down, and I put him in my Discord at this price. I'm like, just watch, he's going to rebound. That's way too much panic. And now he's 515. The other card that I noticed that did it is Reece James right back. Really in-demand card. A lot of pros use him. People use him as center back a lot. You've probably seen. But on Tuesday, the same exact trend. Started at 630-ish. He crashed all the way to 550. And again, I think this was influenced a little bit by those videos and the extra panic. And then right in that same day, he was back up to 600+. And if you guys see panic like that, if you see a card downtrending really quickly, don't sell into that. You know, like, don't look at it and get scared. Just try to hold, try to keep calm, because it's the panic that causes the crash and panic that causes people to lose coins. Because I guarantee, Florian, there are people that sold around here and are buying back now. And it happens every time. And I understand it from if you're new to the market or new to trading, but just do not sell into severe panic.
And maybe a very niched panic, which I noticed last night with the Klostermann UCL card. I was watching a bit of Leipzig versus Liverpool game, and this Klostermann, guys, he's a very in-demand card. He's probably one of the best center backs in the game. That pace, and you know, the goal card was very good. And so Leipzig lost again with 2-0. So right at the end of the game, he was down at 280, even 270.
Yeah, he crashed real hard.
So I need, you know me, I play with his gold card.
Yeah.
I'm one of those guys. So I said, okay, now is the moment to buy one for myself. I bought one for 290. And now look at him, he's very in demand, so he's still very expensive. Even though he will not get any upgrade, he's still one of the best cards in the game. So you can check that maybe for also other games in Champions League and Europa League, because we'll have those also.
Totally, and this one is crazy, guys, so I will touch on this. Usually they rebound to, I would say, around within like 15% of their price, right? So this rebound to 330, 340 looked really good. To see him back at the price he was pregame is crazy. It's really rare that people do that. And again, I guarantee there are people that had him up here and sold him here and are buying back here. It's just
I bought him, and when I bought him last night, I was thinking people are waiting to buy him exactly as I am doing.
Exactly.
Right now. So I said let's buy really fast because I don't have time to lose him.
Yeah, and people think, you know, people into this panic, Florian, they think, oh, Leipzig just lost. Klosterman's gonna crash in price. I'll sell him and buy back. But
yeah,
everyone thinking that is what led to him being 290, 280. And yeah, it's crazy to see it back at full price. That's actually really rare. It doesn't happen all that much. But of course, he's a special card. He's really in demand. Typically, you'd see a bounce back to like 340. That's more realistic and more common. But this is massive. So GG on that. Nice job.
Now, you know when you're good, when you're doing a good deal like this, you always think, why didn't I buy more?
Totally.
Of them? But it's like, okay, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys. So I think for today, this is it. Let's see what's happening in the next days. Maybe we get something during the weekend, maybe not. We will see each other and hear each other next week. Until then, stay safe.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Talk to you later.